Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here celebrating the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that extraordinary gift that's changed absolutely everything. And I hope you're ready. I hope you're enjoying this week already and anticipating the great celebration of the incarnation. And if you had a chance to tune into yesterday's program, I was kind of dialing into the Magnificat, which was given as the gospel reading on Monday. And I just began to touch on it. The theme there yesterday being what we begin to see as we celebrate the incarnation, and what we're seeing in the Magnificat is what the church calls the mission of salvation, right? God's saving mission. This is what we're celebrating. God has come to save a race of people that were enslaved in sin and lost in darkness. And as St. Paul said, live without hope in the world, have no future, literally headed toward eternal separation from God, damnation, no future that's worth living. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. The darkness does not have the power to overcome the light that is Jesus Christ and the light of the Holy Spirit. And what we see is God's mission of salvation, God's story, God's plan. Nobody could have thought how God was going to save the human race apart from God revealing it. And even in the revelation, it's so stunning to think that God's plan of salvation would be the Creator becoming one of us creatures, a condescension and inestimable, like, it's a hard word for me to say, amount of humility, of mercy, of meekness we talked about yesterday. God's nature is being revealed. What God values is also being revealed, friends, and who He chooses. One of the points here is the Holy Spirit comes to who? A young girl, humble, lowly, no political power, no financial power, no brand that everybody knows, but God was drawn to her, the scripture said. He found favor in her. He chose her. Do you see what God honors? It can be confusing, friends, living in a fallen world that constantly exalts power, fame, honor, wealth, you name it, popularity, all of that. These are the things that every day we're being taught just by the rhythm of how life works in the world, and that this is where the action is. This is where the real value is. This is what's important in the world. Because look, everybody's running after it. Everybody's paying attention to it. Everybody wants to be it. And that's the demonic, you know, that's the fallen world. But remember the gospel, John says to us and other places, you know, be in the world, but not of the world. We're in the world. To be of the world is to be enamored by all those idols that I described and then run after them with all of our energy, thinking this is where it's at. This is where I'm going to find happiness. This is where I'll find fulfillment. And this is why the Bible's strong in the words of Jesus and the apostles. You got to hate that part of the world. You got to love God's good creation and human beings that are in it and be grateful for it. But to have a healthy hatred for the lies that lead people into slavery, because think about Jesus in the desert, in the temptation of the devil. One of the things the devil showed him was, look at all the kingdoms of the earth, Jesus. Look at them all. All the empires, all the glitter, all the power, I can give it all to you. And we think that's where the glory is. That's where fulfillment somehow is. Gaining power, gaining influence. It's a constant temptation in the world. And, you know, here we are. We hear about it every day. Politics, wars, what's the next trillion-dollar company? And all of that is preoccupying people's minds, are having the right phone or being preoccupied again with the message of the world that's going forward because we're afraid to miss out on it. That's something this season, that the Lord's grace in this season, because this season is a season of great humility, and light being shown into that darkness. We hear these words, light and darkness. Well, the darkness obviously is the kingdom, the demonic kingdom of Satan and all the dominions that are under his slavish rule at work trying to lead us into sin and darkness. But the true light that enlightens every man, every woman has come into the world in what we're about to celebrate in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And we begin to see that light being revealed in the person of Our Lady, in Elizabeth, who's coming, they're under the power of the Holy Spirit. God comes to dwell, to inspire and to anoint and to lead us. And part of the light, I've been just kind of meditating on myself, friends, is just the wow for me of the humility of God. And God entrusted to Mary so much. God trusts humility. God loves humility. Humility is just a true value so much more profound, and meekness is so much more profound than all the powers that are in the world. The light that's coming is we're getting revelation about who God is and what is truly important. What's of the greatest value? What lasts forever? What gets crowned in heaven? Our Lady is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. The young girl from Israel, from Nazareth, literally crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth by her son, who saved her, like he saves everyone else. But she's rewarded for her yes, for her profound humility. And then, as we said yesterday, how she celebrated. She agreed. She came into agreement with what looks impossible. She came into agreement with God's mind, God's plan, God's purpose. And she did not rely on her own understanding. How much do you and me, how much do we rely on our own understanding about what's possible and what's not possible? Elizabeth just said yesterday, as I was reading to you, with God, all things are possible. And they're celebrating. These young women, they're amazed. They're full of wonder. Wow. God can do anything. You know, with God, all things are possible. And with God, all things are possible in your life and mine. Let this be, let these treasures that we're seeing unfold be the real gift for us. We truly have been given a gift, the gift of salvation. But the gift of salvation means not only Jesus is winning salvation, dying on a cross for us, destroying the principalities and powers, rising from the dead, beginning the new creation, new humanity. All this he reveals to us, all that light, all that reality comes to us and is given to us. But can we, like Mary, say, that great work of salvation has touched my life to the core of my being? I believe that there's a wonder at work in me. I believe my life is of infinite value. How do I know that? Why? Because I built a trillion-dollar company, or I flew to the moon, or won a national championship, or whatever. I mean, those are fine things. But the real wonder, the real grace, the amazing reality, and why my life has value is because God has told me so. God has revealed it in the gift of his son. And through the gift of salvation and baptism and entering into the life of the church, I have received the indwelling presence of the same Holy Spirit that touched Mary. The same Holy Spirit. There's a kind of conception of new life, of new creation. The Holy Spirit came upon Our Lady. She was anointed. She conceived by the Holy Spirit. human flesh was the redemption of human flesh that was death directed is now coming alive, being united to God and to God's eternal plan and purpose. And it means we have a future filled with glory and filled with life, and that life is already in us. Here's a realization that the devil tries to steal from us all the time through self-condemnation, through despair and discouragement and falling short of being a success in this world and worrying about what other people think about us and keeping our lives filled with noise and distraction so that we don't stop and think with humility, with simplicity, with gratitude, genuinely humble hearts that, like Our Lady say, the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is His name. Not only did He do mighty things for Our Lady, not only did He do the mightiest thing of all in the incarnation of His beloved Son, God Himself coming to us, but this saving action, this good news of God that entered the world, has entered your life and mine. The secret to joy that we were hearing, Elizabeth, Mary, they're all filled with joy. Joy comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us faith, conviction, and the hope that belongs to us, that what we see in Our Lady, crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth and sharing in the full glory of her Son, and we see Jesus Christ risen at the right hand of the Father. We see His plan of salvation unfolding here at Christmas, and we celebrate with the already and the not yet. We're ready receiving the kingdom. We're ready walking in it so we can celebrate it as a lived reality, not just a past experience or a past historical event that we just recognize like we do, for example, the 4th of July. No, this is different. This is totally different. We're celebrating a historical fact of what happened, but we're also celebrating the reality that was released there, the life of God, the kingdom of God, the work of the kingdom unfolding. It's in you and it's in me. And our joy, our life, our fruitfulness, our sense of identity, mission, confidence, security, patience, kindness, all those, it all depends on our believing and receiving, coming into agreement with God. You have done this for me. Holy is Your name. You are taking me on the path, the same path of Our Lady and Elizabeth and John and the apostles and all of those who celebrate and were overwhelmed by the gift. The gift is what consumed them, not their own personal achievements. The gift is what they celebrated, a gift that cannot be taken. That's the gift that's in us. And when we celebrate it, we become a light in a dark world. Let's celebrate it together. Let's just say yes to Jesus. Let's pray for each other. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.